Stacy loved words. She loved to read and write and say them. She adored fun words, long words, unusual words, words with wonderful histories and weird combinations. Whenever Stacy learned a new word, it was like making a new friend. First, she would find the dictionary. Then she would look up where the word had come from and learn its secrets. Did any of its letters hide and stay quiet? Like the P in ptarmigan, a bird that lives in cold northern regions. Or were they strong, like the I in bright? Next, she wrote the word in her special Notebook of Extraordinary Words. She practiced how to arrange the letters just right, how to sound them out. That's because she loved spelling interesting words most of all. With her favorite words, she would try to remember their quirks, what made them special. When she saw a super long word like onomatopoeia, a funny word to describe the sounds of other words, she had to jump and sway. Words like duckling made her grin. Persnickety tickled her tongue. Sometimes, Stacy thought that words understood her better than people did. When she sat by herself during recess, they never teased her about being quiet, or about being clumsy when she fell, or awkward when the joke in her head came out wrong. When she read books under the covers, words never told her to go to sleep. Words understood why she was grumpy or anxious. In fact, words helped her explain what she was feeling, if only to herself. One day, Stacy's teacher, Mrs. Blakesley, asked her to wait after class. She squirmed in her seat because she was afraid. Petrified. Another way to say really, really afraid. Usually, the teacher only kept a student after class because of a blunder, a mistake. Mrs. Blakesley called Stacy to her desk, and she returned her spelling test. A big red 100 sat at the top of the page. The teacher asked her, "Do you know what a spelling bee is? A really smart insect?" Stacy joked. The teacher smiled. A spelling bee is a contest where students compete to spell as many words correctly as they can. I would like for you to participate. Stacy couldn't believe it. Who else will be there? I am nominating you and Jake. The spelling bee is next week. Stacy's excitement suddenly evaporated. Jake was not her friend. He was a bully who knew words too. Just yesterday, he had used a complicated word that made Suki cry. Last week, she heard him say something cruel to Zivko about his accent. Stacy thought it was stupendous that Zivko knew words in two different languages. Stacy knew as many words as Jake did. She wanted to say something when he said mean things to her friends, but she was intimidated, scared, because sometimes he said hurtful things to her too. She wished she had used her clever words to help Suki or Zivko or herself by speaking up. Perhaps at this spelling bee, she would be braver. At the spelling bee, she would not be silent.